on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Yo, the woman is working. Yeah, this one says, I think the woman is working on spiritual instructions. Look at the date. And interestingly, he says the wife is lovely and he has no problems with her. So the only issue that they have is this 777. Poor guy. Well, don't be dismayed. Run. Okay, well, yo. Maybe we should even talk about it. I'm trying to think about it, but I don't know what to think about. Because I'm flat out ignorant on this one. I don't know. Well, single people shout hallelujah.
Oh, good God.
Like, if you ask,
if you... God.
Okay, then what can he do? He can say no more kids. But he said the second child was a situation where she kind of forced him to get her pregnant. So the second child was even a struggle to, okay, so, and she's saying five more to go. So he has to do something that can give him a defense against the struggle. A vasectomy is the first. I would then, at this point, getting to be medical. Hey, but these witches though, like these, they'll be like, oh, you think a vasectomy is going to stop this? Why do you think we're airborne?
Oh, good God.
He's like, oh, you think we're limited by biology? Baby, we fly.
Oh, good God.
Look, I'm so sorry. I'm not laughing. I'm just, I can't believe how ignorant I am on this one. It's like, oh, wait, so what do you do?
When the Bible says that my people
perish for lack of knowledge.
Well, not this. He wasn't referring to this now.
He says, harm yourself.
Yeah, arm yourself.
Arm yourself. He said that for a reason. There are some things, most things in this world, we hear them and we're just dumbfounded. It's like, where did this come from?
This should have
again?
Been like, this is something, I mean, I wanted to say, well, you should, before you got married to her, you should have been established. But what if it was your destiny though? Because that's also another thing.
Well, in that case, you're going to have to figure it out. But you can't do it alone.
If this woman is the love of your life, you're having seven kids, that's for sure.
Well, if God says otherwise, he doesn't have.
Now, if you know God, this is.
Hold him well.
This is where you. Like, I don't know if there's anything better than running.
Run to God. Because if you try to run away by yourself, they will catch you. They will wait for you wherever you're going to. They will wait in front.
I don't know.
There is nowhere to run right now. I mean, he said he had the second one unprepared.
Yeah, so, it was a case of like she kind of forced him, like, oh, so hey, I want to be pregnant.
Who says the third one isn't coming? It's almost 2026. I mean, it seems like they were
the way it is. The third one is guaranteed to come, but
you know, then she will say four more.
Then she'll say four more.
Keep coming, bro.
Then he'll be looking at them and looking at the Tinubu economy. It's like, okay, you guy, ask your wife to tell her people to bring money. So it's people, like, you know what? You want four kids. Let your clan bring money.
I mean, it's not a problem having seven kids.
It's not a problem.
No, not in this economy, Joyce. Some people want to have nine, but they have the money to take care of nine.
Yeah.
So if she has money stuck somewhere, maybe under the ground, or people have money, or whoever's giving out this instruction has money to take care of those kids, then what's stopping? Let's go.
Because if your wife fancies poverty, then now you got like four problems already. Let the clan, let the village bring money. It's like, I can do two. If we're going to have five more, the kids are going to school at Harvard and they're paying. Yeah. Yo, I don't even know what to say to the guy. It's now time for the Lords of Logic. I'm really going to have to allow this topic just settle. Maybe I'll talk about it. What? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities. My brother, I know. That's why I was going to say he should have a vasectomy. Then you think about, you have a vasectomy, you don't stop principalities and power.
Oh, no, that's just physical stopping.
Yo, they could put the child in your eyes. If you look at the woman, she gets pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, that's why, I mean, they're the gods, right?
Yeah.
If you read mythology, Zeus, was it Zeus? There was one of the gods whose son severed his penis, it fell into the water, and a child came up.
Oh my God.
Uh-oh. I mean, mythology. I think it's Zeus, one of the gods.
Zeus?
I'm not sure now. Zeus was the ultimate flirt, but he was a prostitute, actually. Yeah, the prostitutes of the gods. There's a god whose penis was cut off, it fell into water, and a
baby
and a goddess came up.
Out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they can just put the child in your hand, you touch your wife, she's pregnant.
Or they can just tell her he doesn't need to do anything. Just go there, do what you do, and he thinks you're fine, but then
you're pregnant.
Something out. And then she's pregnant.
Something, immaculate conception. Like, what the hell? Yo, boy.
We didn't even need to do this much.
Where are the Lords? The Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
I've introduced the Lords of Logic twice, right? Let's just get into it because I really don't know what to say to the guy. After all, they've been happily married. Yo. You know what? Let's do Lords. Let me do the one I know. The Lords of Logic. I know that one. Let's get into it. Welcome to the Lords of Logic. It's law number 6. How are you doing? Hold on, I'm trying to retrieve my internet. I'm 2 minutes away from a commercial break, and there's information you can use.
The Diamond Project is here. This project is designed to help some selected individuals become the ultimate version of themselves and build a true financial leverage system. Are you a business person, public and private civil servant who wants to upscale and expand your business? Do you want to generate cash to either start a business or complete an existing project that needs funding? The first 30 that respond yes to the number to be announced will be selected. To be selected, send yes, that's in capital letter YES, to 0703-848-8237. 0703-848-8237. 0703-848-8237.
Okay. Okay, so it was Cronus who used the sickle to castrate his father, Uranus. So it was Cronus. Cronus used a sickle to castrate his father. Yeah. I was trying to remember which of the gods, which one castrated the others. Cronus that castrated his father. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. The gods must be crazy. Remember that book? It's the Lords of Logic. We'll be right back.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
You know, have you ever heard stories that, I mean, you want to understand it, but it doesn't even need understanding. It just needs listening. Like, just listen, just take it in. That's all. Well, we'll continue this conversation. I'm probably going to find a way to you know, rejig it and then bring it back, because I think there's much to learn from the spiritual implications of the choice of partners, because that's also one, something that the studio assistant is mentioning to me. Like, this is this the spiritual implication. There's what you think you want, and then there is the meaning of your thoughts. There's the meaning of that choice that you're making. Because she even also has her own story, which is very, which makes life, the Lords of Logic. I insist that it's time for the Lords of Logic. So much depends on reputation. Guard it with your life. Reputation is the cornerstone of power. Through reputation alone, you can intimidate and win. However, you are valuable, vulnerable. Okay, now hold on. This is a little too tiny for me. We will be attacked on all sides. Never allow your reputation to sink. What is reputation? Is it social status? Is it financial power? Is it perception? Because some of you don't necessarily have, you know, power or social status, but there is, you have the, you know how to use manipulation to induce perception. So is it that? Make your reputation unassailable. Always be alert to potential attacks. Thwart them before they happen. Meanwhile, learn to destroy your enemies by opening holes in their own reputation. Then stand aside and let public opinion hang them. Feels like witchcraft, but 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome, Lords, to the Lords of Logic. Reputation. So reputation can give you a sense of power, according to Robert Greene. Well, if you have not been following, we are on law number 5 on the 48 Laws of Power. It's said that people want power. In the world today, power is currency. Yeah, whether you understand it that way or not, power is currency the same way. It's like some people have such good credit score. A person can acquire property or acquire something based on their credit. I know it doesn't work like that in America, but you go overseas and you can see how people can acquire something just based off of their credit. I've heard of politicians whom, I don't know how accurate it is, I'll just tell you what I heard. Politicians who banks give money to. I've heard of politicians who the banks just say, oh, you've become a governor, take money. Yeah, and you pay us back, something like that. Just so I guess in that moment, you have repute and you become credit worthy. You become socially something that people can pin on you, their graces. You earn value and people can bring value to you. You kind of get the picture. So according to Robert Greene, the judgment here is reputation is a cornerstone. They really say you can use, he says you can use a reputation to intimidate. And then he says always be on alert. Look forward to potential attacks. Thwart them before they happen. Learn to destroy your enemies by opening holes in their own reputation. And I guess that's what people do when they want to look like the good guy. So they, yeah, and when they want to look like the good guy, they find out what's wrong about you so that in contrast to who they are, they emerge like a glorious light in a dark world. Okay. So this as a form of power, do you agree? And is there something about this that doesn't necessarily represent power? Or is there something about this that truly, if you know how to wield it, you will have power? So we're talking about power. We understand power not just as a currency, but as something that is an ambitious pursuit for anyone who wants social respect. Social respect. You see people who have a desire to be called something, perceived to be something, or just want to be respected. So there are different ways that they go about it. One that is popular in Nigeria is the rich versus the poor. So the rich can be anything. As long as he's rich, he's a chairman. And you see the poor people bow down. The poor people fight themselves for his stead. The poor people do stuff for him. He gets stuff for free. They fall at his feet. They bow down. They worship. They exalt him. They lift him high. They wash him, iron him. Like, I'm sure some rich people can't believe all the things that happens or comes to them as a result of just being rich. And many times it's even just a perception. I know that Nigerians, I don't know if they still think about it, but think that way. But I know that Nigerians think that rich people are good people. Oh, no, but that's true now. Come on, you know I'm not lying. Nigerians think that rich people are good people. I have a message here. In already, two messages regarding this. One says, I find this to be very confusing. I know how reputation can mean power, but the idea of manipulation with reputation is something I've never thought about. Robert Greene is a genius. He's not a genius. How do you call Robert Greene a genius just because you've never thought about it? Well, okay, so here you are. You have to think about it. You can use your reputation, wield it as power, but for you to be powerful with reputation, you have to be able to create holes in the reputation of the other person. So is this something worth acquiring as an idea or as property for self-empowerment? Or is this something that you think... No, not worth using because it's bad. And if it's bad, why? Hello, good afternoon, Joyce. Please, why do you think people want power? Oh, hello, welcome. How are you?
Hello, welcome.
I'm going to answer the question in a moment. Afternoon. Welcome.
I'm Sunday. I'm calling from Nigeria.
Welcome, Sunday. Speak up for us. Go ahead.
Yeah, talking about reputation.
Yeah, as a means to power.
Reputation. I see reputation as a moral standard.
Moral standard?
Something that has to do with your attitude, your character, your behavior.
Okay.
As a person. And irrespective of that, for you to earn a reputation, you must be a person that is self-discipline.
Oh,
discipline
good.
Discipline in the sense that if I'm to respect Joy, Joy should know that my respect shouldn't be taken as granted. That is a man with reputations. You don't take people because they like you, they honored you, and you take them for granted. So in that respect, you are not in the shape of reputation. But somebody like your reputations must feel for others.
That's an empath.
Must respect others. And by doing this, it perfects whom actually what the definition of reputation stands for. Not for the merit, but for the merits of others. Then others will learn and pay that which is suitable for everyone.
Well, you're saying that people get power for the benefit of others? Is that what you're saying?
No.
They use their reputation for the benefits of others?
Some, not all. But that is not reputation. When you use reputation for the benefit of others, that's not reputation.
Oh, okay.
But when you don't, when you know what it stands for, we expect someone giving honor to that person, and that person honored you too, because irrespective of whatever status, rich, poor you are, stands that you are expecting me for whom I am, but you also have the same respect. So when you honor somebody, let not that person take it for granted.
Okay.
Let him understand that reputations, when you pay one, let him pay back. It honors both sides.
All right.
It's not a negative thing, but positive.
In a negative. Okay, sure. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Okay, let me quickly break down the definition. The belief or opinion that are generally held about someone or something. That's the definition of reputation. A widespread belief that someone or something has a particular characteristic. And so you have synonyms like a rank, a position, a standing, character, a good name, status, Yeah. And usually when you think status, you think celebrity, power, renown. You'll probably think esteem, eminence, prestige. You know, the one for image, social image, political image. Yeah, reputation. Just kind of giving you like a random idea. Now, Robert Greene says so much depends on reputation. But he also says that, well, reputation can be wielded as power. Now, I want you to think about that for a moment, and then you tell me on the Lords of Logic how much reputation can inform a person's power. But then, according to Robert Greene, you should be able to create holes in the reputation of your enemies. So when you look at politics, you see that happens a lot. APC, PDP, and they say this, they say that, particularly during campaign season where they want you to vote for them. And so I guess maybe amongst friendships, it happens as well. Hello, how are you? I lost you. Make it back. Hello. How are you doing? Can you hear us? Speak up for us.
Hello. Can you hear me?
If you speak up. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Can you hear me now?
I can. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Okay. It's not on.
Go ahead. Tell us your name.
On reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
I'm with you. Yes, I am, please.
Okay, so reputation, it's about, first of all, like, what people, you know, perceived about you, and they hold you for a very good account for it. Like, they seem to respect you for what you have either achieved or what you do. So, for instance, somebody is generous in the society, you know, he has a reputation for giving, and they respect you for that. So people can be ready to die for you because you can give. So sometimes because of that, you know, you come into an area and you have an issue because people respect you for being generous and all that. You want to like dominate them with that.
Okay.
You know, yeah, and I know society usually, because of the nature of man, natural man, so to speak, you know, we always want to create class, all right? Like Karl Marx would say, you know, we want to create class based on what we can possess, what we have. So if you've earned a reputation for certain things, all right? People generally would just want to respect you and bow for it. So naturally, people just want to use that opportunity to wield power and over people. That is what I see to that.
Okay, so you think? Okay, go ahead.
No. I wanted to hear you.
Okay, so now according to Robert Greene, he also suggests that uphold your reputation. Don't have any dark spots on your reputation, and if necessary, create holes in the reputation of your enemy. What do you say about that aspect?
Okay, that is the point. You see, upholding your reputation, like I give an instance of people know you for a particular thing, right? So one of the things some may be reputable for a particular thing in a particular society, mm-hmm. but some other society don't give a damn of what that other people hold for it. You get it? So within this space where your reputation matters, okay, yeah, uphold it. Keep up whatever makes people respect you. That will help you to be able to wield some level of sometimes you don't necessarily be wielding power over them. It could just be able
is there
to
anything
to
that can contend with that? Is there anything that can contend with that? Because if you're upholding something that you think is the reason people respect you, it suffers a threat of being taken away. So even Robert Greene, who talks about you and your enemy can also be planning to take that thing away. So should your reputation be built on something that can be taken away, or be built in something that cannot be taken away?
Of course, I would say reputation basically is what you've personally built for yourself, right? You should build it on something that cannot be taken away by your enemy. The only thing the enemy can do is to try to make that reputation worthless before people who respect you for that thing, by either doing something beyond it or doing something that makes it not worthless. But what you need to do is to uphold whatever character you've built that gave you that reputation.
Character. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Hello, good afternoon to you. How we use the Lords of Logic reputation and its power.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you.
Yeah, you have a man on the line and I'm calling from a way.
Great.
That angle where you said you shouldn't have dark spots in your reputation, however, find a way to pinch hole in your enemy's reputation.
Yeah.
You already have dark spots in your reputation.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so reputation should be what can't be.
Have I lost you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
So it shouldn't be something corny, you know. It's something you do from the bottom of your heart, of which it can stand the test of time. So I think if you really want to build a reputation, you know, it should be for you and you alone. You shouldn't be trying to water down the opponent or your enemy. You know, good reputation has nothing to do with enmity. You know, it's just for you.
Okay.
That's my point.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. This one goes, to put a hole in another person's reputation is not a reputable disposition in the first place. The law is wrong. Okay, so this one has found one solid error in Robert Greene's law. So he says this law is wrong. We're looking at the 48 laws of power and we're trying to analyze, at least logically, the psychological weight of Robert's 48 laws of power. Do they hold any truth or is there error to the logic? Hello, welcome to the Lords of Logic. How are you? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Thank you.
Afternoon.
Turn off the volume of your radio set. You tell us your name and you go ahead.
The way I understand reputation, it can be either negative or positive.
Exactly.
For example, it depends upon how you want people to see you. I will use the former president, Goodluck Jonathan, as a case study. You know, the way he was in this country, the way he lose the election, the way he took everything, you know, everybody applauded him. But when you use the president of America, the former president of America, Trump, the way the man talk, the way he act, you see, I take that as in a negative form. So it depends upon what you do, the way you live your life. You may be rich, but that richness in your character is not very, very sound. It's not palatable to some people. But there is how you can be rich and you achieve something and you become humble. So it depends upon the way you take it. That's my own take.
Okay. All right. I had a question for you, but I would like to hear more opinions. In a moment, I'll ask. Hello. Welcome.
Hello, Joyce.
Yeah.
All right.
Tell us your name. Go ahead. Good.
All right. So reputation is really exactly. Reputation is what you want people to perceive about you. What you, it's like a front, you just want, this is what I want people. So it can be manipulative, it can be deceptive most times.
No, sometimes it could also be what people know you're capable of because you've done it before.
If you compare it to integrity, integrity is who you are in the dark. Integrity is just, this is who I am. Outside, inside, integrity.
Yeah.
But when it comes to reputation, people kind of want to give back impression that this is, and in many times, politicians do that a lot.
Okay.
So and so it's kind of manipulative. It's then the other one, he said that you have to destroy Robert Greene. That guy is very right. Robert Greene is an evil genius.
How is he an evil genius? So wait, do you see some sensibility in the destruction of the reputation of your enemy?
Why should that? That's evil. That's wicked. That's witchcraft.
Okay, so first, yeah, but you're also saying he's an evil genius, and I'm thinking that you probably kind of appreciate the sensibility and the judgment, but you don't accept the judgment.
How can something be evil and I appreciate it?
Yeah, but you sound like you kind of fancy the idea.
That word evil qualifies it as something negative.
Yeah, but your fascination suggests that, look, it could be bad, but it's good.
Nah.
Okay. All right.
It's very bad. That's my point. Evil genius. Like you're bad at work. You're very, very bad.
Okay, but in the context of power, though, doesn't he has a point? Probably. I mean, it's for the acquisition of power, the perception of power, the glow, the luster of power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This kind of power, it's always be like a manipulative.
power.
And can it truly stand as power? Because yeah, you can put a hole in, you can attempt to want to put a hole in your enemy, but what if your enemy is good at what he stands about?
Yeah, so there are two sides of power. There's a good power, there's a bad power. You know, you want to have power to do it for good, to use it for good reasons or for good purposes. This other one wants to have power for selfish interests and destructive ends, you know, so, I mean...
All right. Okay. Thank you. Hello, welcome to Lords of Logic. Reputation is a form of what can induce a sense of power. An aroma to suggest, smells like power. Hello. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Thank you for calling. Hold on. One more? I'm with you. Go ahead. I'm with you. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Blessing.
Welcome, Blessing.
Yeah, well done, Blessing. I think what Robert Greene means is finding a subtle way of making people feel bad, creating a hole in your enemy's reputation, making people see the bad side of your enemy, and not making them know as if you are trying to antagonize the person.
Okay. Sounds like
so
witchcraft,
you make them
but
see the bad side of the person.
Yeah.
But you make it obvious to everybody as though you are painting the person bad to them.
Okay. So you kind of understand
in that light, you are gaining more strength.
Okay, now is that actual strength, even in the context that you understand that Robert Greene meant it, is that actual strength? So let's test it with sensibility for strength. Is that strength?
Okay, I can hear you now.
Is that strength? So I agree with your interpretation of how you understand it, but is that strength? So now we have to define strength and everything that would attack that concept of strength. So is that strength?
Yes, it's strength. Because it involves you being able to play the game correctly. If you're able to play the game well, and every other person is not seeing that you're antagonizing the person, I mean your enemy, then you have won.
Okay, let me see if other people agree. Thank you very much. So you have to also try to attempt to define the sentences you come up with while you're trying to verbalize this whole theory of power.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon. It's Nigeria Info's Lords of Logic.
My name is Alabi. So I think, let me please go straight to it. I think Robert Greene is right when he says you can make a dent in your enemy's reputation. I think it's a form of... a weapon or a form of a way to fight your enemy when you are not as powerful as your enemy in terms of capability. I recall the tussle between Ukraine and then Russia.
Okay.
Ukraine was using a form of a piece of what Robert Greene said concerning making a dent in your enemy reputation. In a sense where the claim some people were killed by Russian bombardment, right? Okay, just to create a dent in Russian reputation and allow the world to come for Russia.
Okay.
So it makes sense. It's logical in that sense, and it's a good thing because when they talk about hello.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm waiting for you to land. I have to be on a break in 20 seconds.
Oh, okay. So I think I just to wrap it up. I think it's the right thing to do in a form of conflict situation or war situation.
Or if you are weaker, not as strong as your enemy.
Exactly, not as strong as your enemy.
If you're not
the best thing to do is to punch it a hole in their reputation and allow the war to come for them.
Okay, thank you very much. So this caller has established perfectly power parity. We'll be right back.